Hello, everyone, today, and welcome to the podcast. Joanne with you on this March 18th, 2021. As usual, I am glad to be here with you and actually getting a little bit later start on the podcast today. I don't even know if I got yesterday's posted, but there is one for yesterday as well. And this has just been a week where schedules and activities have just been a little bit wonky. And so I don't know if I'm actually in a transition of timing and everything for the radio broadcast and the podcast or what's going on, but appreciate your patience with this. And again, if the podcast is making a difference in your life, I'd love to hear your comments. I'd also appreciate if you would share it with others. You can actually send the little share button and send it in the form of a link, or you could share the podcast app. So thank you so much for that. Again, I'm blessed by the nations that show up and listen or download. I bless you in the name of Jesus. It's just such an exciting thing for me. And I just sense the Father's pleasure upon that. So it's all exciting. So we're going to move on in to a word today. I woke up this morning and there's this new song by We Are Messengers, and it's called The Image of God. And this is just a now thing that God is doing. I'm sure it has to do with everything that we've been through in 2020, things that have corrupted the image of God, either as we see him or as we see his image that has been made in us. So it's like Father is doing a lot of inner healing right now. Praise God. Praise God. We've waited a long time for it. We've had to plow through a lot of hardened soil to get to this place where his spirit is pouring out. So as his spirit is poured out, we get restored into the image of God. We see him more clearly, how beautiful and how loving he is. So this song, Made in the Image of God, so the message in it, I heard something in it this morning as I listened to it, that, you know, there's 7 billion voices in the earth, but he says there's only one voice. When we hear it, it sets us free. And it's the voice of God. Man, when we hear what he speaks over us, we get our identity from our Father. We know who he is and who we are through his words. And so that's quite a pursuit, is just to be able to hear his voice. I'm going to turn to Matthew chapter 3:17. I love these verses whenever we're talking about identity, because this is what God did for his son, Jesus. Jesus had gone to be baptized by John. And it says in verse 16 that when Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened. That's a message in itself. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved son. In him I am well pleased." And that's where the root, the very root of identity comes from, hearing the Father's voice. Now, sons and daughters, I mean, we're now sons and daughters, right? We've been adopted into the family. And yes, Father God did this to signify Jesus Christ as the Son of God. But we also, as his sons and daughters, we get to hear his voice speaking over us. And we get to find out that the Holy Spirit has been given to us as well, right? So let's just camp on that for just a minute. What does that say about us if the Heavenly Father would give us his Spirit to come and live and dwell in us? It says that we're the temples of the Holy Spirit. So that should tell us what our Father thinks of us, right? He thinks we're capable of having the Holy Spirit. He believes that we are fully cleansed through the blood of his Son, that we are containers of him, that we're able to flow in the Holy Spirit. We're able to operate in the gifts of the Spirit and manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is God himself. It says that we can be filled with all the fullness of God. So that right there should tell us how the Father feels about us. And that we've been washed in the blood of Jesus. We've been made completely clean. I don't believe that God would put his Spirit in a dirty container. But no, he puts it in sons and daughters who have been cleansed through the blood of Jesus, and it is his joy and his delight. You see, he doesn't look at us and go, oh, you're just a cruddy, sinful person. I'll give you just a little bit of my spirit. No, it's his joy and his delight to fill us to overflowing with the Spirit of God. I believe he loves to do that. What else did he say? Open heavens. Let's go back to this. You know, Jesus had access to all of heaven. Open heavens. Anything that he needed in life, anything he needed, he could pull on heaven and see it manifest in his own life and in the ministry that he was doing. I believe we've been given open heavens too. Everything that we need. That's why Jesus had us pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. When we know the will of heaven, we can declare it here on the earth. What else did God say to Jesus? Well, these words of affirmation. You're my son, you're my loved, and I'm pleased with you. Again, I believed God said this, God did this to mark Jesus as the Son of God. But if Jesus, being perfect, needed to hear words of affirmation, if God needed to speak words of affirmation over his perfect son, how much more do we need it? I mean, we need it even more. We need to know that God loves us. We need to know we're his sons and daughters. We need to know that he is pleased with us. And this is where our identity comes from the Father. I mean, he's pleased with us when we have placed our faith in Jesus Christ and in the power of his blood to cleanse us from all sin. That pleases God. And he's pleased with us as his sons and daughters. Amen. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. It says, and I'm in a translation, I'm in the New Living Translation. Let me jump back to King James on this one. Much better. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So we're going through a process of being transformed into God's image. And does it happen when we look at our junk? Does it happen when we look at ourselves? Does it happen? Are we transformed by looking at idols, the things that we treasure on parts of the world? No. We're transformed into his image when we behold, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. You see, looking at God, looking at his face, the representation of God through the person of Jesus Christ, that is what will change us. I'm sure you've heard, we become what we behold. Okay, whatever we fix our eyes on, we are then transformed into that likeness. So let's behold the Lord. Let's behold his glory. It has the power to transform us and change us. One of the songs that played today is by, the name of the song is Scars. And I was thinking about how if we have a scar, it changes our image, right? I mean, we can do all the cosmetic stuff and try to cover it up and surgery and all that stuff. But that scar represents a wound, a hurt, maybe words that were spoken to us, damage done to us, an accident. It can even come from our own sin, maybe something that we've done. And any time there is a scar or an injury to our heart or to our person, the enemy attaches false messages to that, okay? It's like lies about our identity, lies about who we are. It might be shame. It might be condemnation. It might be unworthiness, guilt, blame. You know, just all these things that, okay, we don't want to carry these things anymore. We want to be set free. And the way to be set free is to hear the voice of God speaking our identity, speaking truth over our lives. He affirms it. He affirms us. So, you know, I just pray for you right now, anyone hearing this, that you will hear the love messages of the Father speaking his truth over you. that you are loved. You're a son or daughter. I am pleased with you. You're forgiven. There's no condemnation. I will never leave you, abandon you, or forsake you. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. So these are the kind of things that Father speaks over us, so that we can know our identity, that we can know the things that have been freely given to us, and so that we can get rid of all the false messages from wounds and hurts, the things that have left scars on our life. Okay? Maybe even hear the words, well done. Okay? Good and faithful servant. Amen. Another song that we had today for the program, the lyrics are about being hard on ourselves, and one of the lyrics that jumped out at me was to God saying, I kept thinking you were angry. And of course, you know, the message of the song is finding out that God's not angry with us. And, you know, too often we see our Father God as someone who's frowning at us, not smiling. And so we want to break off these false images of God, you know, images that come through our earthly parents, authority figures, or maybe through religion, okay, that misrepresents the image of God, who is one who shows us grace. He shows us love. He shows us mercy. You know, that same affection that he placed on his son when he spoke those words over him in Matthew 3:17. He has that same affection towards all his sons and daughters. That's you and I. So, God's not angry. Is it okay to have this kind of boldness before the throne of grace? Most definitely. Most definitely. And I'll explain it like this. Have you ever bought a gift for someone and they didn't receive the gift? Okay. Or maybe you bought a gift for someone, they received the gift, but they never opened it and enjoyed it. You know, so we're actually created to enjoy the affection of the Father. We're created to enjoy the love, the grace, and the mercy, and to walk in the confidence of that relationship and how he feels about us. And that's what it's like to open the gift of Jesus Christ. Okay, we actually get to come up out of the feelings of shame, the feelings of guilt, the feelings of I'm just a slug, okay, or I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, I'm a loved child of God. And I know the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness of God and his pleasure over me. And that's confidence in what he's done, not anything that we've done. We get to enjoy the gift. So as you're listening, I hope that your heart is not in a hard place where this is hard to receive. You know, I've had periods of time in my life that was like that, where I was in so much pain that even as the Father tried to love me, it was like my heart was just so broken. I couldn't receive or enjoy it. And in those times, if you find yourself in those times, what I want you to do is just trust that God is still around you, whether we feel it or not. His presence is still within us. It is still upon us, whether or not we're experiencing it. He doesn't leave. He doesn't change. And just trust that maybe we're in a process and it's coming, okay? He's taken us to that place. Trust your Father's heart towards you. You know, just because you may not be in the place to receive or enjoy, it doesn't mean that he's going to give up and say, well, I'll just go deal with someone else or help. No, he stays with us all the way. He doesn't quit on us. He doesn't give up. So one of the things I did to wrap up the radio program today is talking about taking portions of the Word of God, personalizing it, and making a faith declaration for ourselves, especially on our identity. It says in Romans 12:2, that we are transformed when we renew our mind. And the Lord's Prayer says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. These are faith declarations that we speak out of our own mouth. And if we speak the truth of God out of our mouth, it can transform, shift the atmosphere that we're in. So all of these are taken from scripture, but it's personalized, like 1 John 3:1, I am God's child. He has lavishly poured out his love upon me. Romans 5:8, I am unconditionally loved by God. Ephesians 1:5, I have been adopted into a family. It's the family of God. 2 Corinthians 3:18, I am transformed into his likeness and image. Ephesians 2:10, my life has value and purpose. 2 Corinthians 5:21, I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Here's one of my favorites, 1 John 4:17, New King James Version, as he is, so am I in this world. Ephesians 2:6, I'm seated with him in heavenly places. So many more. Let's talk about the power of his word. Just a few scriptures here about the power, like when we speak his word, the truth of that we read in the Bible, when we personalize these things, we speak these things out, it accomplishes something. Luke 8:11, God's word is a seed that gets planted in me. Isaiah 55:11, God's word never returns void, but accomplishes everything he desires in my life. 1 Thessalonians 1:13, I receive the word, I welcome it as truth, and it effectively works in me. No freshly spoken word of God is without the power to perform itself. John 6:63, the words of Jesus are spirit and life to me. So, you know, you start speaking the word of God out and personalize it. Maybe write it on a note card, stick it on your mirror, maybe stick them in your Bible, read through them once a day. You know, you start getting these truths deep down on the inside of us. You know, it's like you do that every day for a month. You're gonna see some transformation in your life. Okay? Because that transformation comes from the inside out. Okay? We change what we hear. We change what we speak. We change what we believe. We become what we believe. We become what we speak of ourselves. Then we're changed into his likeness and image by the truth that renews our mind, the truth of God's word. Okay. You are created to bear the image of God. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Until next time.